from Oroville, September 22nd, 2008. On microphone, Daniel Ricciaro. Today the weather in Oroville is a little bit clouded. There is some wind. We expect some rain, as always, we expect. So yesterday, Charo, that is a member of the entry service, was part of a seminar held in Sauchu, who was well attended.
The seminar was called the Entry and Housing Seminar. The first step towards trying to face some very serious issues we have as a collective. One of them is housing, the other one is meaningful work, and the motivation to join Oroville. These are the fundamental issues. One of the things that we also had on the agenda was maintaining how much it costs Oroville to maintain one Orovillian per month, etc. Also the assets like the units, commercial unit or service units, they are growing at a very slow rate compared to the people who want to come in and volunteer work. So many of these units get saturated as far as workforce is concerned. This also reflects on the prime motivation of people who want to join Oroville, whether they want to join Oroville for the right reasons or there are some, you know, vested interest that prompt them to join Oroville, etc. All these things were discussed. Discussed in the sense we at least managed to put it forth, put it across to the community. And those who attended, it was, I think, on a Sunday. Yesterday was a beautiful day. And it was attended by about 45 to 50 people, which is a success in Oroville.
Especially on a Sunday.
Especially on a beautiful Sunday. It was a beautiful Sunday. Saturday it rained and yesterday it was so bright and beautiful. But then people attended. And I think these people who attended were pretty serious about, pretty concerned about Oroville's issues. And going by the applause or the compliments we got from some of the members, I think it was a success, partial success. There is one thing that came out in yesterday's seminar is that everybody felt the need of having a sort of satellite working group to help entry group select, which means this satellite group will function like a information giving group, you know, or a coaching group. So before applying, a newcomer will have to join this particular group as an applicant, and this group will inform an applicant about what Oroville is all about, ideally speaking. And then after this group informs the person concerned is making this choice to join Oroville on a very informed basis. It will be a very conscious choice to join Oroville, and which is a very welcome idea. Last school, Dipti and Jean-Yves have already contacted the entry service. They have a proposal, and the entry service has welcomed this proposal from the last school team.
The news are an echo of the lives of Orovillians. For further information, please check the website orovilleradio.org, and thank you for listening.